Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LA FBI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights. And today I'm going to be speaking with Kimberly, whose play Different Words for the Same Thing is playing at the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City. Kimber's plays include Different Words for the Same Thing, Fight, Tokyo Fish Story, and Brownsville Song, which recently received a world premiere at the 2014 Humana Festival. Her work has also been presented by the Lark Play Development Center, Page 73, Hedgebrook, Seven Devils, Bay Area Playwrights Festival, Hansberry Project at ACT Seattle, and Dramatist Guild Fellows Program. Kimber is a Lark Playwrights Workshop Fellow, a member of Ma Yi Writers Lab, and is currently working on commissions for Lincoln Center Theater / LCT3 and South Coast Rep. She's the recipient of the 2014 Ruby Prize and the 2013-2014 Pony Fellowship. So welcome, Kimber.
Thank you.
Well, Different Words for the Same Thing has a Death Cab for Cutie quote at the beginning of the play. I know people who see it might not know that, but I read it first. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how that song or that quote from the song influenced the play, either in its conception or its writing.
I think it was just, I tend to listen to a lot of music, not while I'm actually writing, but as I'm thinking and making notes about plays that I'm working mm-hmm. on. And that's just a song that I like, and there was something sort of kind of lonely and displaced about the lyrics in that song that really spoke to me. And so when I had gotten the full draft of the play out, that quote seemed to be something that belonged there.
Mm. Well, it's a play about family and distance. So I wanted to ask, I never like to give too much away about what's going on because I want to tease people into coming to see it, but how far has your character Alice had to go, both emotionally and geographically, to deal with what's happened in the past?
I think that Alice is a person who is dealing with things that are fairly distant from her, both geographically and, time-wise, that there have been quite a number of years between events, and but I think that what she's dealing with ends up being something that she kind of can't escape from, that the things that she needs to resolve for herself in some way are things that are always close to her, no matter how far she tries to go.
Well, also, place is extremely important in your piece, and you chose to set it in Nampa, Idaho, which I did not have a chance to look up. Is that an actual place?
Yes, it is. It's the place where I grew up.
Okay, so I was wondering, besides it happened to being your hometown, why was that place particularly important for setting your play there?
I don't think I set out consciously. I am not a person who starts out with an outline or often not a very specific idea of the destination when I start writing. And for me, it's a place that I'm very familiar with. It's kind of in my bones and in my background. The first few images of the play, they kind of swam to the surface for me, I knew immediately that the people were from Nampa.
Mm, beautiful. Mm. And in a certain way, the play is also about coming home, even though there has been this kind of time and distance that separated the characters. So what is it about coming home that provides such rich territory to work with here?
I think that is a really good question. I mean, I feel like there are a lot of plays that deal with this as a situation from which to start. I think there's so much about the way that the place where, we go through our formative years, wherever it is, whether it's, one location or a series of locations, people who've had childhood where they travel around a lot. Mm-hmm. I think it forms you in some way. It shapes you in some way. And, I think that for me, this play is very much about kind of, you know, revisiting some of this geography where I grew up.
What is the geography like there?
Well, you know, it's big sky country.
Okay.
It's farming country. Although a lot of the family farms around the area where I grew up have been sold at this point, and are many of them are now housing subdivisions. But it was a great place to grow up, and it was complicated in the ways that I think all of us have those kinds of complications of one sort or another.
Yeah.
In the places that we come from.
Well, the people in the town, the family, the main family in the play, and other people that cross their path, also come from a series of different races in a way that never feels forced the way it sometimes does in other plays. So I wondered how that was to work with such a diverse bunch of characters for you as the writer.
Oh, you know, I appreciate that comment a lot. I'm really glad that it doesn't feel forced. And, you know, it might be that it doesn't feel forced because it doesn't feel like an overt issue in my life in terms of I don't really see the world as being everyone needs to be separate.
I
feel like the world that I come from is very blended. And a lot of the people that I know, their worlds are very blended in terms of racial and cultural and ethnic background. And it's something that I, you know, it's in the fabric of the place where I grew up in some ways. And it's just kind of part of the fabric of my life now, too.
That's so interesting because I haven't been there, obviously, but it's interesting the idea of having that be the case in a place that's pretty rural.
Yeah, and Idaho, which is not known for diversity. And
right.
Certainly, you know, if you were going to look at a demographic breakdown, you would see that it's, you know, probably majority Caucasian. But that doesn't mean that people of color didn't exist in Idaho, and I think it's important to I think it's important to just kind of notice every once in a while that people mixing of people exists everywhere.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Leslie, I always like to ask people what they're working on next. This may be, you know, you're trying to do this, which is enough, but I wondered if there was anything else that you were working on that we might be able to look forward to in the future.
Well, I have, right now I'm kind of in the throes of doing some writing and some polishing for a play that's going to have a reading at the Lark Play Development Center here in New York next week.
Great.
And that play is called Tokyo Fish Story. And then after that I have a couple of short trips this summer to work on different plays. And then this fall in September, I'll be starting rehearsals here in New York at LCT3 with my play Brownsville Song, which was at the Humana earlier this spring. So,
what's that one about?
That play is set in Brownsville, Brooklyn, Brownsville, East New York, Brooklyn, and is about a family again that is struggling to deal with a very sudden tragic event, and it's also kind of about the divisions in the family, things that have happened in the past that they're trying, you know, they're struggling to kind of put things back together and move on.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today and break a leg.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
With different words for the same thing, plays at the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City through June 1st. It's directed by Neil Keller, and features Sam Anderson, Jackie Chung, Stephen Ellis, Monica Horan, Devin Kelly, Rebecca Larson, Savannah Latham, Eric Lopez, Malcolm Madera, Allison Reed, Hector Atreu, Ruiz, and Jose Zuniga. For more information about tickets, visit www.centertheatergroup.org or call the box office at 213-628-2772. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.